Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't know what that was.
So did you miss us?
Yeah, we weren't here. Well, we were here yesterday, but we had a lot of stuff going on that just didn't really have a lot of time to get to the fun brunch time podcast.
And we apologize because we neglected you.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of things to talk about. First off, you had a chance to swim for the first time. Well, you had some lessons when you were a kid, and you said there was like a traumatic experience, right?
You want me to tell you about it really quick?
Yeah, tell me about this.
Okay, so yeah, I was put in swim lessons when I was like, I'm going to say 6 years old about. And, you know, I started learning like some of the basics that everybody does when they're a kid and everything. And this one day, the lifeguard was like, all right, we're going to send you guys off to go, you know, jump off the diving board. If you want to do it, lifeguard will be there to catch you if you're scared. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm really terrified, but I'll do it. So I jumped in. Lifeguard caught me. Everything was fine. I was like, this is so much fun. I'm going to do it again. So what did I do? I decided to go for it again. And the second time when I jumped off, I jumped just a little bit too far. And then my chin came crashing into the lifeguard's forehead. And there was blood everywhere. And they had to shut down the pool. And because of that, you know, it was a little traumatic at the time. So I kind of actually have a scar on the bottom of my chin because of that. And I'm pretty sure the lifeguard had to get stitches because it was bad. But my parents never signed me up for swim lessons again because they were like, well, we're going to give you time to recover from that.
Sure.
But then I think they just forgot. So I never got to learn how to swim.
A similar thing happened to me a few years after I had learned how to swim. We had an above ground pool. So it was only like 4 feet or 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
But we had the ladder that went in there, and we would always, of course, jump off the ladder. I jumped off the ladder and hit right after my brother had gone in.
Yeah.
And I hit my chin. And
oh, really?
I have a scar as well.
Oh, man, we got matching
scars. We have matching scars.
Oh, it was like destiny that we were supposed to work together.
But I hit his head, and he has an enormous head.
Yeah.
And a skull thicker than I think any human. And it just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So not good. Same thing happened and later on. I busted my nose.
Really?
And it's like, he's one of the reasons I have nosebleeds like all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel like something's scar tissue or something like that. All because he has an enormous head.
You're like, thanks a lot, bro.
So, but now at the age of 28, you did get the opportunity to go swimming, and we'll have video of the whole lesson and all that fun stuff that we did yesterday coming up on a week or so on 98.3thecoast.com. But I got to ask you, you know, what was going through your mind when you stepped foot in the water to do that lesson?
So, I mean, I was actually pretty excited just because this is something I've been wanting to really learn for a long time. And obviously, yesterday was just the start of it.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go out and practice on my own. But it was more so, I feel like I felt a little bit more determined, nervous to be like, all right, you're doing this. But I wasn't as scared because obviously as with a swim instructor, you were there and we weren't in the deep end. Because deep water does actually make me really nervous.
It is. I mean, you don't know if sharks are going to show up.
I mean, in the pool, of course.
Absolutely.
Those sharks are everywhere. Oh, you know, the drains? Like, those were one of the things back in the day where if I even buy the drain, I'm going to get sucked in.
Or the jets. If you're in a hot tub even, you're like, oh, man, something's going to come out of there.
Right.
So what was going through your mind when you saw my sweet swimming skills?
Well,
I didn't really swim that much. I did like a couple paddles and that was it.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, I saw you just do a freestyle because we tried to just get to one end. So that was pretty great. I thought you did well with that, and I'd like to learn your skills. I would just like to get better in general since I am like walking distance to the lake. So it'd be nice to learn how to swim. And plus, I was telling you, I really want to do a triathlon one day.
Right.
And you kind of need to know how to swim in order to complete that.
Yeah, because we were talking with someone that was telling us about one of the big races that happens around here is the Steelhead. It happens in a couple different places along the coast of Lake Michigan because, well, we've got a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of athletic people and some great scenery. So why not put together a cool triathlon? But he said, this race has a 1.2 mile long swim?
Which seems so crazy because, like, I don't know. I can't imagine swimming that far. And I know to some people, they're like, that's not that big of a deal. But for someone who's not the greatest swimmer, that seems like that would take forever. I think my goal would be just to finish the triathlon rather than try to get a time, because you have to start with the swimming. So that's going to slow you down.
That's the beginning. And that's the hardest part when you imagine any race, especially long distance. You're like, okay, well, you got to have enough energy. Say a marathon, 26.2 miles. You got to pretty much have that energy reserve saved up all the way through the end.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's possible.
No idea.
But with triathlons, you have to have that energy for the beginning, for the swim.
Uh-huh.
But then you have to keep that all the way through the, 13 or however many miles.
I think it's like a 13-mile bike ride and then like a 5K or something like that.
Yeah. And I think in some of them, it's way longer than that.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy to think about that. But I'm glad you overcame your fears of swimming. Look forward to checking out the video, because I'll be honest, I was the lifeguard, but I was not paying attention at all.
Yeah, I could have just been there drowning, and you're going to be like, I guess I should toss this in or something, or go get it.
I was just chit-chatting with everybody, seeing how people were doing. I was talking about coming up with band names for one of the lifeguards that's in a band. So, I didn't pay attention much. And I looked over, and you guys were like, hey!
You gonna do something, buddy?
Are you gonna lifeguard or what? So I did a little bit of lifeguarding. I practiced my slow motion run, so you'll be able to see that on video.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm like, we need the Baywatch theme song in the back, because
absolutely,
why not?
But looking forward to that. You'll be able to find that at 983thecoast.com. And what you can also find at 983thecoast.com is the Brunch Time podcast. You can listen to past episodes. You can listen to this one, and most importantly, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss one at all, and you get notification when one shows up, and then you just sit back and enjoy the ride. So there you go.
Vroom, vroom.
We'll be back tomorrow with another Brunch Time podcast. See you later.
Yeah.